The captain of the fabled Edmund Fitzgerald knew he might face a difficult crossing when he set out across the lake on November 10th of 1975, but he couldn't predict the huge waves that came out of the west and sank the ship. Now, with the help of high-resolution numerical computer models and new hindcasting programs, that's forecasting in reverse, scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have come up with an almost perfect picture of what happened during the six worst hours of the storm. David Schaub from the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory is the study's co-author. He says it combines historical data about atmospheric conditions 30 years ago with a wave-predicting model that is accurate almost down to the minute.
That's another computer representation of the surface of the lake that uses the winds that were predicted by the atmospheric model to estimate what wave conditions were like during that period at every point in space and time in the lake.
Schaub says once all the data were plugged in and cross-referenced with the location of the ship when it sank, it became obvious what had happened.
The Fitzgerald ended up at the wrong place at the wrong time. The way the wave predictions turned out, it showed almost a bullseye of where the highest waves were, and at the time that the Fitzgerald went down, it was right at that place in Lake Superior.
Schaub says hindcasting computer models like these can help predict how often similar conditions are likely to occur on the lake. He says storms as strong as the one that sank the Edmund Fitzgerald come about every 5 years, but the wave conditions that occurred that day are much more rare. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.